आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू इनॉग्युरेट सेमीकॉन इंडिया 2024 इन ग्रेटर नोएडा दिस मॉर्निंग। Second Asia Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation begins today in New Delhi. Prime Minister to release next installment of PM Awas Yojana to lakhs of beneficiaries on 15th of this month. Russia launches its largest naval drill in decades involving all five fleets. International crude oil prices crash to near 3-year low. In hockey, India to take on Malaysia in men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament in Ulaanbaatar, China today, and 45th FIDE Chess Olympiad to kick off in Hungary's capital Budapest this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida today. The theme of the three-day event is Shaping the Semiconductor Future. The conference will showcase India's semiconductor strategy and policy, which envisions making India a global hub for semiconductors. Our correspondent reports that top leadership of global semiconductor giants will participate in the program with more than 250 exhibitors and 150 speakers. More from our correspondent.
Semicon India will witness participation of top leadership of global semiconductor giants. It will bring together global leaders, companies and experts of the semiconductor industry. The conference will witness participation of more than 250 exhibitors and 150 speakers. India is committed to build the semiconductor manufacturing system and is leading the technology revolution with focus on electronics. Semiconductors have applications in nearly all sectors, including communication, defense, automobiles, and computing devices. India has a big role to play in the growth of global semiconductor sector, and Semicon India will offer a platform to deliberate on various aspects shaping the semiconductor ecosystem in India. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Earlier yesterday, the Prime Minister chaired the Semiconductor Executives Roundtable at his residence in New Delhi. He stressed that India has the capability to become a trusted partner in a diversified semiconductor supply chain. He said semiconductor is the basis of the digital age, and the day is not far when the semiconductor industry will be the bedrock for even the basic necessities. The Prime Minister emphasized that democracy and technology together can ensure the welfare of humanity. He assured the leaders that the Indian government will follow a predictable and stable policy regime and will continue to support the industry at every step. Top semiconductor CEOs spoke to media after meeting the Prime Minister and praised him for his leadership. Kurt Sievers, CEO NXP Semiconductors, said he is yet to meet a political leader with such a deep expertise in the semiconductor industry like Prime Minister Modi.
Really, really excited and delighted by Prime Minister Modi's vision, consistency and foresight into what is needed from a semiconductor industry ecosystem development perspective for India. Apart from all of that, I have to say, after speaking to many political leaders in the Western world, I haven't met a single one with such a deep expertise in our specific industry. Very impressive.
Bob Pragada, CEO Jacobs, said Mr. Modi is elevating India on the global scale, and it is what both India and the world needs.
That what the Prime Minister is doing right now to elevate India on the global scale is what not only India needs, but what the world needs for India to be at the forefront of the manufacturing renaissance that's about to happen. I think within the next decade that India can be a leader on the world scale.
Luc Van Den Hove, CEO, IMEC, said he is very impressed with the leadership shown by Prime Minister Modi, which shows a strong commitment to make India a powerhouse in the area of semiconductor technology. The second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation will begin at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The International Civil Aviation Organization and the Ministry of Civil Aviation are co-hosting the two-day event. India is the fastest-growing aviation market in the world and is currently the third largest in the domestic segment. In the last decade, the number of aircraft in India increased from 400 to more than 800, and airports grew exponentially from 74 to 157. The government's initiatives like Udaan, Ude Desh Ka Aam Nagrik, have enhanced regional connectivity, ensuring that even remote areas are integrated into the aviation network. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release an installment of 2,745 crore rupees to lakhs of beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana in Jamshedpur, Jharkhand on the 15th of this month. Union Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan said this during a meeting of rural development ministers of states through video conferencing yesterday. Mr. Chauhan informed a large number of people will participate in the program and lakhs of people will join the program online. He said acceptance letters will also be distributed to all the targeted beneficiaries. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has announced that the party has enrolled over 2 crore new members in just 8 days since the launch of its national membership drive on the 2nd of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the drive by becoming the first member. In a statement, BJP General Secretary Vinod Tawre said BJP Chief JP Nadda, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, and General Secretary Organization BL Santosh reviewed the ongoing membership drive with the office bearers of 9 states separately. The Aam Aadmi Party released the third list of 11 candidates last night for the ensuing Haryana Assembly elections. The party has fielded Praveen Guskani from Gadhi Sampla Kiloi Assembly seat, while Mahendra Dahiya will contest from Jhajjar seat. Bhim Singh Rathi has been declared the party candidate from the Radhor seat and Amar Singh from Nilokheri seat. Earlier in the day, the party released its second list of 9 candidates. On Monday, the party had announced the first list on 20 candidates. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. Russia has launched its largest naval drill in decades, involving all 5 fleets. The Ocean 2024, which began yesterday, will be held simultaneously in the Pacific and Arctic Oceans, as well as the Mediterranean, Caspian and Baltic Seas. Russian President Vladimir Putin made the announcement during a virtual meeting, stressing the need for the country to be prepared for any scenario amid growing geopolitical tensions. The exercises will involve more than 400 battleships, submarines and support vessels from the auxiliary fleet, along with over 120 aircraft and more than 90,000 personnel. China is also participating in the drills, contributing 4 vessels and 15 aircraft from the People's Liberation Army. Mr. Putin noted that representatives from 15 other nations were invited to observe the drills. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris participated in a live television debate hosted by ABC Networks. Vice President Kamala Harris began by promoting her vision of an opportunity economy, while former President Donald Trump focused on linking Ms. Harris to issues related to undocumented immigrants. When asked whether Americans are better off now than they were 4 years ago, Ms. Harris discussed her plans to support families and small businesses, criticizing Mr. Trump for prioritizing tax cuts for billionaires and large corporations.
My plan is to give a $50,000 tax deduction to startup small businesses, knowing they are part of the backbone of America's economy. My opponent, on the other hand, his plan is to do what he has done before, which is to provide a tax cut for billionaires and big corporations, which will result in $5 trillion to America's deficit. My opponent has a plan that I call the Trump's sales tax, which would be a 20% tax on everyday goods that you rely on to get through the month.
Mr. Trump countered by denying claims that he intended to implement a nationwide sales tax, emphasizing instead his plan to raise tariffs on foreign imports.
First of all, I have no sales tax. That's an incorrect statement. We're doing tariffs, so other countries are going to finally, after 75 years, pay us back for all that we've done for the world, and the tariff will be substantial in some cases.
The debate took place 8 weeks before the election day across the U.S. Newly elected UN General Assembly UNGA President Phai Lee Man Yang has called for deeper international cooperation to address pressing global challenges such as climate change, escalating conflicts, and a slowdown in sustainable development. Mr. Yang said this in his opening remarks at the commencement of the 79th session of UNGA in New York yesterday. Hailing from Cameroon, Mr. Yang was sworn in at the closing of the last session of the UNGA yesterday. International crude oil prices crashed to near 3-year low yesterday, with the benchmark Brent crude futures sinking below $70 a barrel for the first time since December 2021. The drop came shortly after the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and its allies, OPEC Plus, slashed its global oil demand forecast for 2024 and 2025. Brent crude futures dropped by $2.65 to $69.19 a barrel. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude settled down 4.31% to $65.75 a barrel. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very to extremely heavy rainfall over parts of Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today, as the well-marked low-pressure area over northeastern Madhya Pradesh and surrounding region is expected to re-intensify into a depression. The Weather Department has also predicted heavy rainfall in northeastern states, West Bengal, Bihar and Chhattisgarh for next few days. In Telangana, the authorities have issued the second flood warning in Bhadradri Kotagudam district, falling the water level in River Godavari, crossing the 48-feet mark at Bhadrachalam last evening. The district authorities informed that the discharge in the river down the stream was recorded at 11.82 Q6. An Interministerial Central Team, IMCT, will visit Telangana today to assess the damage caused by the recent floods and heavy rain. The Ministry of Home Affairs constituted the IMCT with six officials, Joint Secretary in the Home Ministry and Advisor at the National Disaster Management Authority, Colonel Keithi Pratap Singh, will lead the team. The other members of the team include officers from Union Ministries of Agriculture, Finance, Roads and Highways, Rural Development and National Remote Sensing Center. On to sports. In hockey, defending champions India will take on last edition's runners-up Malaysia in their third match of Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament at Ulaanbaatar, China, today. The Harmanpreet Singh-led team currently leads the points table with 6 points. The 45th FIDE Chess Olympiad will begin Hungary's capital, Budapest, today. The 12-day biennial event will feature over 1,800 players with 193 national teams registered in the open section and 181 teams competing in the women's section. India will enter the open section as the second-seeded team just behind the USA. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. In a bid to increase participation of voters, a headline in the Indian Express quotes the Election Commission instructing Jammu and Kashmir, don't shift booths or cancel rallies, no preventive detentions. Government plans to unveil social security plan for gig workers to mark 100 days of the incumbent NDA government, states Hindustan Times. Bountiful apple pickings likely with iPhone 16. Series may give U.S. company record 8% market share by volume in India, increased revenue 18% this year, with its latest range flaunting artificial intelligence, cites the Economic Times. Eat, pray, love. Number of leopards up 50% in a year at Asola, writes the Times of India, about the South Delhi Wildlife Sanctuary, indicating a good sign for the city's ecology. And finally, the Hindu Business Line reports of a new sport that uniquely combines tennis, table tennis and badminton, soon to have an IPL-style league, under the headline, Pickleball, the new rage, gets India paddling away. With that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida this morning. Second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation begins today in New Delhi. Prime Minister to release next installment of PM Awas Yojana to lakhs of beneficiaries on 15th of this month. Russia launches its largest naval drill in decades, involving all five fleets. International crude oil prices crash to near 3-year low. In hockey, India to take on Malaysia in Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament in Ulaanbaatar, China today. And 45th FIDE Chess Olympiad to kick off in Hungary's capital Budapest this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.